This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
It's not only the parade that is filled with pride and protest, with performances during the party exploring our culture and celebrating our communities as well. This year, a pillar of Sydney's LGBTQI community, especially the leather community, Joe Kingskin, put together Frankie Says, a performance specifically created for the Mardi Gras party, inspired by the banned 1984 video of Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Hey, it's not all about Cher. An homage to the Sydney leather community, celebrating and acknowledging leather bars and events that have been a part of that history. The show represents and includes many of the people who have been a part of the history from way back when to current gatherings, and at 2 a.m. at Max Watts at the Mardi Gras party, you will get to witness history before your very eyes, with four generations of leather folk coming together to unite in displaying their kink and incredible performance bond. Joe shared with us why this performance was so important, especially in Mardi Gras' 40th year.
Back in the 80s, I think it was, when that track first came out, late 80s, there was a film clip that was released, that was where Holly walks into a leather bar and just his interactions with all of the occupants of that leather bar. It's one of the sexiest clips you've seen, and the fact that it was banned back then because it was just a little bit too controversial, I think it's time that it made its reappearance in our way of interpreting, pretty much representing that and giving it the glory and exposure that it needed. So since then, having been part of the community for so many years, coming to the 40th anniversary, I just thought, it's time that we had something to acknowledge our past by also paying respect to all of the past leather bars and events and people who have been a part of this community. So that's how it all began. People in the past have either had a fear of people within the leather community because they just think that they're into violence and beating each other up. And really, our performance is to show the sensuality of the sexuality that we share. We're not going to be, stringing people upside down and flogging them to death. It's not about that. So it's about people understanding pretty much that we're all loving and caring individuals, and we also love to get our leather gear on and whatever form we like to play with the people that we like to have experiences with. This is all about just getting that out there and showing it to the world. If you think about it, within the leather community, it had its beginnings back in the 1970s with the Dolphin Motor Club as well as South Pacific Motor Club, so DMC and SPMC, but pretty much hit its heyday in the 90s. And I think that since we've had all of these pickup apps that are out there now, few people are coming to the bars and actually meeting up and, because it's just so easy to go and hook up through those dating or hook up apps. So it's just about trying to get people back and inspire, you know, those who have pretty much left, but also with the younger generation, because we've become a little bit invisible. So I know sometimes, you know, if I go to a Heaps Gay event or, you know, some of these other events, I'm usually the only person fully decked out in leather or whatever it is. And so, sure, it's about having that presence, but it's just about getting people to, you know, kind of recall what they've been into and enjoyed in the past, but also sharing that and inspiring the next generation. Some of the leather events are really struggling, because I know Wolf Club was struggling purely because of licensing laws within Sydney. I know Extra Dirty, they have their parties, I think, like four times a year now. So, you know, it's just about trying to make sure that there's still a place for us to go to where we can be ourselves. In the past, I know that I've been at some events, like even big gay games events, where I've gone along to some of the women's nights, and when I walk in my full leather, I'm like the freak. And, you know, and I find that quite bizarre. And yet, if I go to a party with the leather boys, in the past, I wasn't allowed to go because I was a woman. So, you know, it's about trying to break down those barriers so that everyone can see that it doesn't matter what your gender, you know, if leather and fetish is your kink, then you should be able to explore that and celebrate that together. And I think that's why back in the 90s, Sydney had that going on. We, you know, the queer scene, we all mixed really well, and it's still thriving and surviving. And, you know, even places like Kooky and Bad Dog, where we all come together, and Heaps Gay, I mean, that's a younger crowd, but, or generally more of a younger crowd, but we all are able to celebrate those, you know, celebrate together in those spaces. We have pretty much a bunch of, you know, people within the leather community, as well as, you know, some people who've sort of flitted and floated and, you know, come in and out of it over the years. But, you know, we've got like a previous Mr. Drummer winner from 1992 who's in there. We've got, you know, some current, well, most recent title holders like Dick Savvy and Naoko Tokyo, who were Mr. and Ms. Sydney Leather a few years back. So it's just about representing and having people who've been constantly within that community and, you know, trying to inspire others. So it's a matter of, but it's a mix of four generations of the leather community in there. So from way back when to today, you know, people who are out there trying to, you know, get their kink on with other people and feeling proud of who they are. And I think that's why some people have said that Mardi Gras has become very generic and, you know, over the last few years. And I think it's great that Mardi Gras have actually given us this opportunity to do this performance and to, you know, to just make sure that we are still visible. Because, as I said, even within our within our group, we've got one of the gentlemen in our group is 74. And one thing he quite often says to me, he says, "Joe, I'm just invisible out there." And to the younger generations, to see that, you know, we don't sort of die off and disappear and into little holes after a certain age. You know, we're still there and we still want to be a part of that community. So, you know, it's great to be able to share that with everyone, and especially the 40th anniversary. It's just bringing people out of the woodwork. So it's going to be spectacular and incredible.
If you're heading to the Mardi Gras party, be sure to catch Frankie Says at 2 a.m. in Max Watts.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
4 days celebrating 40 years of Sydney's gay and lesbian Mardi Gras, all weekend across Australia on Joy and SBS Digital Radio 3.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.